Now, really, the regular meeting for December 13th, 2010 will come to order. Please turn off our silenced electronic devices. Official, please, and the pledge, please.
Mayor, with your permission, I'd like to yield the floor to my right honorable friend, Ms. Bourgeois.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember O'Meara.
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Here.
Councilmember Abear.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Kershaw.
Present.
Attorney Acosta.
Here.
Mayor Norman.
Here. I'm sure the council will join me and everyone in the audience in welcoming Ms. Bourgeois back. She had surgery in just a couple of meetings or whatever, so I understand you feeling the surgery apparently worked, but the recovery from the surgery is long and hard, and glad to have you back. And I would like at this time for the council to bail me out because I made a mistake. At the last meeting, we said we would put on the agenda Mr. Welton Lejeune come give us an update on how he's doing on his house. And I, even though Debbie tried to warn me, I left it off the agenda. So with that, I'd like to amend the agenda to hear a report from Mr. Lejeune. Move with Ms. Bourgeois.
Second.
Chair, Mr. Abear, roll call vote.
Councilmember Kershaw.
Yes.
Councilmember O'Leary.
Yes.
Councilmember Andre.
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Yes.
Councilmember Abear.
Yes.
Ms. Lejeune, if you step up to the mic and give us an update of where you at? So, and what the future looks like?
Update the did all the exterior work. We got all that completed. Now we have still got some interior work left. Some plumbing to do. Some electrical wiring. Do some more painting.
It's a lot more than you thought it was, huh?
Yeah,
remodeling is harder than building from new, really. What does it look like as far as your schedule? I mean, you know, how much long do you think it's going to take?
Probably another 4 or 5 weeks with the holiday and then.
Yeah, holiday limits. Well, I tell you, why don't you just come back next month or either contact Wayne when you're ready for an inspection or come back next month. I don't think anybody in the council really has a problem with what you're doing. It looks great. The improvement is noticeable. Now, the inside, that's a different story. Huh? So why don't you just come back next time, and this time I'll try to remember to put you on the agenda instead of having to amend it. Anybody have any questions or comments?
Yeah, we appreciate the effort.
That's sir. Yeah. That's for sure.
Looks much better.
You want on the second Monday?
Huh?
You want on the second?
Yeah, it's the second Monday in January, I think. Let's see, that's the 10th. 10th of January. Okay? And we'll put you on early in the agenda again so you can give us an update, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Welton.
Thank you very much.
All right. Proceeding, going back to the regular agenda, approval of minutes of the regular meeting on November 8th. Are there any changes or are there a motion?
Move.
Move, Mr. Andre.
Second.
Mr. Kershaw, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Committee report, public works, I don't have anything. Planning and zoning. I don't think I have, but we have an active meeting Wednesday. There's three items on the agenda. Also, four.
We have.
Oh, it's going to request to be put on next.
Request, and then we also have a variance request. So that would.
Oh, that's right. That's four. Items. That's right. The variance. I forgot about that. That's true. Okay. Finance committee consider approval of liquor licenses. We have five of them that submitted this year. That's for approval.
So last time we had last year, we had two?
We lost two, yeah.
I move we approve the liquor license for the bid date. They're just a renewals, basically.
They are all renewals, yeah.
I make a motion we approve.
Move, Mr. Andre.
Second.
Mr. O'Leary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Personnel committee amend the 2010 holiday schedule, adding December 31st. If you wanted the committee meetings last week, last year we inadvertently didn't notice that since the January 1st holiday is on a Saturday, then it's supposed to be taken the Friday before, so we didn't list December 31st as a holiday. So the next item on the agenda, approval of 2011 holidays, it won't have January 1st. So we're really moving the 2011 January 1st into 2010. So with that, I'd ask for a motion.
I
Moving to Ms. Bushwick. Second, Mr. Hebert, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Now, next item is the agenda, the actual schedule, vacations, holiday schedule for 2011. You can see the first one listed is January 17th, which is Civil Rights Day, so basically it's one less than normal. Any discussion? Motion.
So moved.
Moved, Mr. Kershaw, second, Mr. O'Leary, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Recreation, you like ice skating, it might be about it. Police committee, I don't have anything.
Just that Officer Landry is going through the hiring process with Baton Rouge City. If he happens to be hired, it'll be after the first of the year, so just to kind of let y'all know what's going on.
Governmental affairs, I don't know anything. Because you got a thing there for a free tree, Ms. Bushwick.
I know, thank you. I'm going to talk to Wayne about it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I just read that a few minutes.
Baton Rouge Greens, the front line, he's a good guy.
Sounds good. Forest.
Consideration of vetoed ordinances, there are none. Hearing and final action ordinances, none. Introduction of ordinances, does anybody have an ordinance to introduce?
Yes, I'd like to introduce the ordinance that was accepted by the parish for the traditional network, neighborhood development zone.
Okay. Yes, so. All right, resolution and commendations, I don't know of any. Department reports, fire department chief.
Call to the Musselville government. First city calls inside the town, we had 8. Outside the town, we had 12. Fires inside the town, we didn't have any. Outside, we didn't have any. We had one odor investigation, one gas leak, 4 false alarms. Had 6 motor vehicle crashes, total for the month was 32, and total for the year is 309.
Any questions or comments?
Was that odor investigation a gas leak?
Yeah, I think it was. We didn't find anything on that, but we did. One other leak we actually did find. One odor we found.
Chief, thank you very much. Police, Department Chief.
Musselville member, we have 4 wrecks. 1 bench warrant arrest for West Baton Rouge, 5 damaged property, 2 were at brutalized level, and 2 were some vehicles that were painted on Live Oak and Ori, 3 of them actually. 3 thefts, 1 on Bourgeois Street and 2 on Live Oak, consisting of the 1 on Bourgeois Street with some tools. Live Oak was a trail. Utility trail, and 1 was a lawnmower. 2 attempted burglaries, 1 on Live Oak, 1 on Ori Drive. 2 home alarm calls, 3 assisting other agencies, 1 juvenile matter, 3 traffic arrests, 4 miscellaneous calls consisting of false alarms and dogs barking. 28 calls for the month. 129 citations with 161 violations.
Is there anything you want to say about the break-in? Are you ready?
I'd say very little since we have the walk-in, right? We do have a good suspect, and it takes a long time to make a case. We do have a good suspect that we're working very diligently.
Yeah, I knew that. I just wanted everybody else to hear it too.
Yeah. And like I said, it takes time. The break ends on November 18th, and here we all do it.
Yeah.
It's slow moving, but it's worked on every day.
On the traffic arrest, was that pulled over for something and they had warrants or?
Yeah. If they get pulled over for driving under suspension, we automatically book them because the state requires you seize their license, and if you book them, you get your money. When they bond out, they have to pay their bond. And most people that you have suspended license skip town or from somewhere else. So usually that's where your traffic arrest comes from. And it could possibly be a warrant.
But it wasn't nothing like that.
No.
All right. Correspondence, I received a certificate for successfully completing the Department of Children and Family Services Community Partner training. I was totally unaware that I attended that training. Evidently, somebody came to talk to me and they thought they'd train me. I don't have any idea, because that just literally came in the mail. So I thought it was really nice. Anyway, and also, take your pens and pencils out. I have some vital information. Cox sent me a certified letter. So you're... Well, Go Scout now drops from Cox Starter TV channel to Cox Starter TV channel 14. Go Scout.
That's it?
What's that?
No. Discovery Health moves from Cox Essential TV channel 61 to Cox Digital to Essential TV 119. And GAC moves from Cox Essential TV channel 49 to Cox Digital Variety Pack channel 149. GAC.
Awesome.
So I know you'll probably need to know that tonight when you get home, because I know these.
What's the inspection
date?
It's December 22nd. That's right. You don't have to worry about that. You can sleep tonight without having to worry about that. Okay. All right. Mayor's report. I got a long one, so you'll go get a coat. The sewer aerators that I talked about. The vendor came and he put the stainless steel pontoons on it, and we put them back in a pond. They apparently are working like they're supposed to. So for right now, we're doing good. That's the good news. The bad news is what Live Oak West generator continues to give us problems. The generator works fine, but it doesn't energize the motors all the time. So I got tired of listening to the vendor. I called a local electrical engineer who works for Jacobs. His wife makes signs, and he's going to meet Wayne out at 11 o'clock on Friday and do some diagnostics. He's convinced it's in the panel. We're convinced it's in the panel, but our vendor doesn't seem to get it fixed. So if that doesn't work, then we're going to go to the letter route like we did with the sewer aerators. We've got enough. So anyway, but the good news is it doesn't threaten anything, because when the generator doesn't feed the motors and the motors don't start, we get alarms from our telemetry system, so we can get out there before it and hook up our temporary generator to it, and before we have a level problem. But he called out one of our guys at 5:30 Sunday morning, then again at 11 o'clock Sunday morning. So they were having some problems on Eileen Street again. We had some power issues. So anyway, we're going to get that fixed. Thanks to Ms. Bourgeois, she put it all together. We had a Veterans Day program during November, and she was not able to attend, but she made sure everything got done. I taught four civics classes at Brule High. I attended a ribbon cutting at Lake After Hours. Those of you may have noticed Main Street and River Road, we have a sidewalk now. That was in the budget, and the work was done. Town doesn't have anything to do with the barrier that's put up there, so, you know, that's the owner of the property. We started this week and completed the same day our culvert program for this year. We had a total of one. So that's good. You know, I guess I wish more people would participate, but it wasn't much of a burden. I judged the student of the year like I do every year at school board office last week. And I'm going to tell you, that's an uplifting thing to go to that. They have some seriously good students in this parish. One of the kids at Brule High, he scored a 33 on SAT. The highest you can get is 36. And I think one of the sections he scored 36 in. You know, his average was 33. last month, was it Monday? Yeah, Monday we had a guy come over, well, Sinclair with an architect and all that. He came over and made a presentation to us, a very long presentation about what a TND is, Mr. Avery introduced as an ordinance tonight. It's their desire that we pass the TND ordinance in the town and then go from there one step at a time. During the meeting, he gave us a big old book. It's called The Guiding Principles. It's a huge thing. Debbie made arrangements for, first of all, when she called them to make arrangements, they said the one we had been updated. So I've got a hard copy in there, but each council member has been provided a disc of that thing, so you can bring it home with you and you can look at it. Anybody wants the hard copy, you're certainly welcome to it. And I'm making the same offer to anybody in the audience. It's easy for us to make a copy of it. It's a very large document, but it has a lot of stuff in it. Subsequent to the meeting, I met with Butch Ploche and told him that I needed some more information from them as we go forward so that we can understand what we're getting into and also understand what safeguards we can put out there to make sure we don't get something we don't want. And so we're very early in the process of looking at this TND. We've got, since it's a zoning thing, we've got a long set of advertisements to do and all that. So anybody needs any information on that, you can contact me and I can hook you up with their architect or with Butch or with anybody else they want. They want to get the information out so everybody can understand what we're getting into. So much more on that later. That's all I have. Remarks of personal privilege, anyone?
Where's that development going to be at?
Generally, they're going to start out at the corner, basically in the field over here, nearest the corner of LeBove and St. Francis. You know, it's going to cover all the corners. And there's a little piece going to be over there next to Ori Drive, a little small piece of it. But the main thing is that eventually it'll grow. It's supposed to grow in this direction, in that field on this side. And yes, they do want us to annex the part that's going to be in the TND. I mean, that's pretty obvious. They've always wanted. That has always been a thought, is that they're going to eventually ask us to annex that, whatever they expand out there. I got a drawing in there if you want to look at it anytime. I have a, well, it's not a good drawing. It's a more of a layout, just lines. I mean, it doesn't have all the details on it, but that thing I was talking about, that guiding principles, it has details like you wouldn't believe in it. I mean, it must be 100 more pages long. Each page is this big and very small writing. So it's big. Anybody else?
I just want to say, in regard to Veterans Day, I want to thank Debbie and Patricia because all the staff knows what to do. Debbie keeps a record from year to year, and she just gets it out. And we tell the mayor what to do, and it gets done.
That's right.
So thank y'all.
Thank God you tell me what to do. I'd be in trouble if you didn't. Anybody else? Okay, announcements. Planning and zoning meeting will be December 15th, which is Wednesday. Town hall will be closed December 23rd, 24th, observing Christmas. Town hall will be closed December 31st, observing New Year's. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Second. Second, Mr. Lynn. All the favor say aye.
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 Nay,
aye.
Aye.
I noticed a few
that's the same. I'm going to get back.